Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be directed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails and the Sergeant-at-Arms is instructed to bring in the absent members. The prayer today is offered by Reverend Steve Benson from the Eastern Heights Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. After the prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
The voice of God through Isaiah the prophet, I have called you by name. I pray this morning not for the entire world, not for the entire United States, or even for all of Minnesota. This planet, our nation, and our state certainly have needs for which we could pray and blessings for which we could thank you. But today, Father, I lift up 67 dear children of yours assembled here as the Minnesota Senate. For Ellen, Thomas, Michelle, Linda, Terry, David, John, Roger, Richard, Gary, Ted, Al, Scott, Michelle, Paul, Chris, Joe, Barb, Dan, David, John, Linda, Gretchen, John, Bill, Michael, Kenneth, Amy, Benjamin, Gary, Keith, Rod, Ted, Warren, Tony, Doug, John, James, Jeff, Jeremy, Carla, Scott, Sean, Jen, Julianne, Sandra, Mike, John, Lawrence, Roger, Ann, Claire, Julie, Tom, Linda, David, Kathy, Katie, Rod, Dan, Leroy, Dave, David, Patricia, Ray, Charles, and Pam. For their health, their safety, the well-being of all of their families and loved ones, and for courage, humility, grace under pressure, and steadfast faithfulness to the people they represent, and for the long-term good of all Minnesotans. Grant these and all your blessings of daily bread out of your unchanging grace and mercy in your holy name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Siebenskoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vanderveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. First order of business today is the executive and official communications. The following communications were received and referred as indicated. Members, those communications are printed in the agenda for the day. Second order of business is the reports of committee. They are printed on pages 2 and 3 of the agenda, and there is one report to be read. Secretary will report. We'll read the report.
Senator Hand, from the Committee on Health and Human Services, to which was referred Senate file number 33, a bill for an act relating to health, reports the same back with a recommendation that the bill be amended as follows.
Senator Koch?
And, excuse me.
Oh, I'm
Ms.
sorry.
Madam President, and so when amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. Amendments adopted. Report adopted.
Senator Koch?
So, Madam President, then I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda, as well as the report read by the Secretary, be adopted. with exception to the report pertaining to appointments.
Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, I would like to object under Rule 21, the reference to Senate File 60.
Under Rule 21, the report will be sent to the Rules Committee. Thank you. Senator Koch. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President. I actually didn't hear you say fifth order of business, but I want to, pursuant to Rule 21, I object to the reference of the committee report on Senate File 39.
Senate 39. Under Rule 21, Senate File 39 will be sent to the Rules Committee. Senator Koch, do you want to amend your motion?
I would like
to
amend my previous motion. Then I would like to move that the committee reports printed in the agenda, as well as the report read by the Secretary, be adopted, with the exception of the report pertaining to appointments and the reports pursuant to Rule 21.
Senator Koch has moved the adoption of the committee reports with those exceptions noted. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. And then I would move that the report pertaining to the appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Under the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. Senate files 48 and 55 will be given their second reading. Second reading. Under the eighth order of business, first reading of those bills printed as indicated in the agenda. First reading. Under ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. Under motions and resolutions, there are author's motions printed in the agenda on page 4. All of those motions will be taken as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Continuing under motions and resolutions, those resolutions printed on page 4 and page 5 of the agenda will be referred to rules. Senator Koch.
We're ready for a motion, Madam President.
Senator
Koch. Then, Madam President, I would like to move that we would recess to the call of the chair, and I would ask members to stay tight. I would also then like to call for a Rules Committee meeting in 5 minutes in room. Where's Colin? Room 107 or 112? 112, please. Members of Rules Committee in 112 in 5 minutes.
Senator Koch moves to recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are in recess.
Further proceedings with the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails and the sergeant at arms will bring in the absent members. Remaining under motions and resolutions, we will revert to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. The secretary will read the reports.
Senator Koch from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was referred under Rule 21 together with the committee reports thereon, Senate File Number 60, a bill for an act relating to state government finance, reports the same back with a recommendation that the report from the Committee on Finance shown in the journal for January 27, 2011 be adopted, that committee recommendation being the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. Senator Koch from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was referred under Rule 21, together with a committee report thereon, Senate File Number 39, a bill for an act relating to waters, reports the same back with a recommendation that report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources shown in the Journal for January 27, 2011, be amended to read, the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass, and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Koch.
So then, Madam President, I would like to move that the committee reports read by the Secretary be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Under the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills.
Senate File Number 60.
Second reading. Moving on to announcements and announcements of Senate interest, we have an excuse. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Tomasoni for the entire session. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I'd just like to announce that today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. January 27 marks the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, the largest Nazi death camp. In 2005, the United Nations General Assembly designated this day as an International Holocaust Remembrance Day, an annual day of commemoration to honor the victims of the Nazi era. Every member nation of the UN has an obligation to honor the memory of Holocaust victims and develop educational programs as part of an international resolve to help prevent future acts of genocide. The UN resolution that created the day rejects denial of the Holocaust and condemns discrimination and violence based on religion or ethnicity. And I would just like to ask the members to join me in a moment of silence and remembrance.
Please rise for a moment of silence. Thank you, members. Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, on behalf of Senator Ingebrigtsen and myself, I want to just give a quick reminder to members of the Senate Jobs Committee and the Senate Environment Committee. We have a trip planned for tomorrow, and the vans leave early tomorrow morning from the Capitol. But given the weather forecast that they are predicting for northern Minnesota, please dress warmly. We have besides just the public hearing that we have at the Hibbing Community Center, Hibbing Community College, we have a tour of a mine. Another reason to please remember to dress warmly, Senator Metzen. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Will Senator Ortman yield for a question?
Senator Ortman will yield for a question.
Madam Chair, Senator Ortman, last week the Senate took up Senate File 47 in the Tax Committee, sent it to the floor. I think it was a unanimous vote by the committee. And you had expressed that there was some urgency with the bill. It's federal conformity. It's going to affect when employers do their W-2s and send them out to employees under current law, some of their health care premiums are going to be on their W-2 as considered taxable. And the bill would have allowed employers to modify their W-2s to recognize that the conformity provision would make that income non-taxable. And Senator Ortman did a very good job, I think, in the committee of convincing people that employers are doing these W-2s, and we need to get this bill passed right away so that they reflect the taxable income accurately. Otherwise, there's going to be real confusion when they go to file their income tax are going to have inaccurate W-2s if, in the event we pass this bill later. So, Senator Ortman, I'm just curious, considering the urgency that we heard about in the tax committee getting this out, I think Monday is the 31st. It's the last day that employers have to send those W-2s out to their employees. Senator Ortman, I'm just curious, are we going to do the bill, or what happened to the urgency? Clearly now it appears we've lost the window, and every W-2 going out in the state is going to be inaccurate, providing we intend to conform later. So if you could tell me, Senator Ortman, what the plan is for that bill, and frankly, if it's even needed any longer now that W-2s are gone.
Senator Bach, I appreciate that that was that it was a clarification, but I didn't hear an announcement of Senate interest in there, but I will allow Senator Ortman to respond.
Well, Madam Chair, was Senator Michelle's point on, wasn't that interesting? That was interesting to me that it was cold in northern Minnesota, but...
Senator Bach, Senator Michelle's announcement was about a hearing that was going on and simply telling people to dress warmly, which seems to make sense in Minnesota at this time of year. So, but I do appreciate the clarification that you're requesting, and I will, if Senator Ortman wishes to, will ask her to make that clarification.
Well, Madam President and Senator Bach, I'll try and make this as interesting as possible, even though we are talking about tax conformity. we have been asked by the House to just give them a little time to have the hearing. They expect to have a hearing on this bill this week. There are other conformity provisions, and so we are working on another bill that would include this provision as well, and we'll hear that in the Tax Committee coming up here shortly. It was always a question whether or not we could get this bill to the governor in time for action prior to January 31. I think that was always a chance that we couldn't actually accomplish that. So we did our best to move it as quickly as we could, but the House hasn't acted quite as quickly. We'll get to those tax conformity issues shortly. And I'll dress warm tomorrow, Senator Michelle.
Senator Koch.
Well, thank you, Madam President. And so, members, for next week, just as a heads up, there's likely going to be an additional session on Wednesday. So we'll do Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, just so you can plan your schedules accordingly. We'll be working with the committee scheduled at that time on that schedule. But then, Madam President, I would move that we would adjourn until Monday, January 31st at 11 a.m.
Senator Koch moves that the Senate do adjourn until Monday, January 31st at 11 a.m. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. We stand adjourned.